Information call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At the top of the show, I mentioned that the second hour of today's program was going to be dedicated to the memory of Woody Snyder. He preceded me in the Tuesday Roots slot back at WVUD in Newark, Delaware. And even though his health forced him to retire from WVUD, he enjoyed coming on the show with me. And so what you're going to hear in this hour are two of the visits Woody paid to our show, including the music he picked out. I was going to just play this for the WVUD listeners, but some of my Pittsburgh listeners said they used to like the music that Woody picked out. So here we go. We'll include this for everybody. Thank you so much, Woody, for your years of friendship and your years of great radio. And now, it's what you've been all waiting for. It's Woody Snyder. Hey, Woody.
Hey there, man. Richard. It's nice to be talking to you again.
Well, it's great to have you on the air with us, and you've got five great songs you want to share with Whiskey Before Breakfast and Roots program listeners. And coming up first is a classic from back in 1984 by Willie Nelson.
Yes, we have a song called The City of New Orleans. I wanted to just give a little shout-out for Willie. Now he's just turned 90 years old, just the other day.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, graveyards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted old.
Beneath the floor, and the songs of Pullman porters and the songs of Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad. Good morning, America, how are you?
the quarter, watched it fall. Closed my eyes and crossed my fingers. What I wanted most of all, what I wanted most was your love, a love so fine and fair. But the wishing well ain't working, 'cause you don't seem to care. There must be something wrong. It's taking my last dollar, still I'm all alone. In the dark at night, I wanna hold you tight, but all my hopes have gone. No, the wishing well ain't working, and I'm sinking like a stone.
Sign. One more song faces of friends. One more song for the times we've had. Places life can bring you. As I packed away my old guitar, and I was singing that song as the road raced along, and the empty night swallowed my car.
We all thank you very, very much.
We are in the middle of a set of music that Woody Snyder's picked out for us here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots Program. But before we go any further, I should tell you that in the background, while Woody and I are talking to you, we've got some from the Celtic side of the family. Kevin Burke, Johnny Cunningham, Christian LeMaitre, and Shug Seabirtle doing a medley of marches and gavottes from their old record, Celtic Fiddle Festival Encore. Now that I've got that piece of housekeeping out of the way, I can tell you the first thing Woody picked out was Willie Nelson's version of Steve Goodman's City of New Orleans, which was the title track to an album that Willie Nelson put out back in 1984. And then you picked out a really great Ian and Sylvia song, but not by Ian and Sylvia, but by Eva Cassidy.
Yes, Eva Cassidy with a beautiful song, Early Morning Rain. Eva's been a great singer all along for me, and she had a relatively short career, unfortunately, but she's certainly, the songs that we've received from Eva are just fantastic.
That's from her 2006 record, Imagine. And then you had picked out a great song from a brother act that is right at the top of the bluegrass game, the Gibson Brothers.
Yeah, the Gibson Brothers are one of my favorite bluegrass bands, and a song called The Wishing Well. Eric and Lee are guitar and banjo player, of course, and they have recorded a lot of albums, and I think they came from New Hampshire.
From up in New England. I want to say they're from Maine, but you're saying New Hampshire and Vermont, so let's just say they're from New England.
They used to be, but I don't think they're still there, at least for most of their performances.
We both love the brother acts, but it's amazing where they come from. Some of them, like another one of our favorites, the Spinney Brothers, is actually from the Maritime Provinces of Canada. And
We've got the Gibson Brothers from New England, and there are lots of other brother acts floating all around, but they sure do some great harmonies when you have a pair of brothers like Lee and Eric Gibson. Yeah, that's a great selection, Woody.
Boy, and they do find great musicians to play along with them too. Don't want to forget about that part.
And the next thing you picked out was from a singer who is no longer with us, from the great Kate Wolf.
I always like Kate Wolf. This is a thing called One More Song, and that actually kind of plays its way right now into where we are right now, because we do have one more song.
We sure do. Woody, you've picked out as your last song something from one of my favorite Balsam Range albums that came out in 2012 called Paper Town. What'd you pick out?
I picked out Any Old Road Will Get You. Any Old Road Will Get You There. And of course, Balsam Range has been, of course, again, one of my great bluegrass band favorites. Buddy Melton has been the great band leader. I don't think he wasn't singing this one, but he certainly is well known, and he does manage, I think, the group. And they are from the North Carolina area.
Well, Woody, these are all five fantastic songs, and you covered the folk area, the bluegrass area, and even, well, the city of New Orleans is a folk song, but Willie Nelson gave it a country feel. Man, this is a great bunch of variety you've given to the listeners. Thanks so much.
You're certainly welcome. Of course, as I always say, I enjoy picking out the music, and I think the listeners hopefully will enjoy it as well.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Now, here comes, at Woody's request, Balsam Range doing Any Old Road Will Take You There, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program.
Slam the door behind him. Called his daddy done. Left home with tomorrow. Destination anywhere, any old road will take you there. A little all-night cafe, a young woman there in tears. Waitress says you want some coffee. Does anybody know you're here? She slowly tells. He don't love me anymore. I left my ring there by the bed, and I don't know what lies ahead. I've never been this gone before. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. When it's ramming seeds are sowing, you can't find the will to care. Anywhere, any old road will take you there. Out there running scared, in the middle of nowhere, any old road will
take you there.
I hope you enjoyed that visit with Woody Snyder, which we originally aired in February of 2023. And now, here comes a visit he made to us back in March of 2023. Woody always had fun music for us to listen to. Thank you all for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program.
Joining me on the line is someone who I know is looking forward to the springtime. It's Mr. Woody Snyder.
Yes, this is Woody Snyder, and thank you so much, Amanda Richard, for giving us a call. And we like to play some music, and I think we really have some fun music today.
You sure do. And you're going to start off with sort of a gospel number from Third Time Out.
Called It's a Lonesome Road, and the Third Time Out is, of course, a great bluegrass band, and I think it's a good way to get started today.
Growing slow beneath your load. Let your Savior lend you a helping hand. On your knees he'll understand. As you travel down this lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
Satan tries to steal your crown with his gold. Trust in Jesus and I'm sure you'll find him a leader true and kind. As you travel down this lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
gather the smoky billows. I've been gone on the road too long. There's nothing left here. It's all ash, no tinder.
melting snows of Ontario, where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay, near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl, and you can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99, we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Guhom Bay all the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes it tough, no man's afraid to die. Sandy came a-smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on. This is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty owl. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell, boys. This story that I tell. Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men who tossed the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a floe, 100,000 logs and more. And he'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With the thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. Said, come on all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, they were hoping for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in a troubled sky, and they set out about their business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rules and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Sandy scrambled up to the top. He's working like a dog, even 30-foot logs, and it looked like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, these men so strong, till the jam began to sway. And they dove for cover to the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. And with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. Yeah, they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his life that day through the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. East of Giant's Tomb, there's plenty of room. There's no fences and no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze the echoes of a mighty owl. I'll be damned will break this jam, or is breakfast in hell? And Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned will break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Roots program, or Whiskey Before Breakfast, depending on where you are located. And we're in the middle of a set of music that Woody Snyder has picked out for us. And before I get him back on the line to chat with us, I should tell you that in the background you're listening to the banjo player Bill Evans, not the piano player Bill Evans, but the banjoist Bill Evans, lead his band, and they say you're never lonely in Louisville. That'll be the musical bit while Woody and I tell you about this set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, he picked out Third Time Out doing It's a Lonesome Road, a great old gospel number. And then we went to one of your go-to bands, didn't we? We went to the Steel Wheels.
Well, Steel Wheels has always been one of my favorite bands, and the song is called End of the World Again. Of course, the Steel Wheels, they're great performers, and they write almost all their own songs. And this one was written probably around 2014. It's a beautiful song. And the lead singer, of course, Trent Wegler, is he's the lead, but there's only four of them there, and they're just awesome musicians, all the four of them.
Next up, you went to Susie Boggess' old record, American Folk Songbook. And what did you pick out from that?
Well, I picked out Red River Valley. The song actually dates back, public domain, to 1890. This is a very, very old song.
Woody, that makes the song older than you or me.
Added together, perhaps. And one of Susie Boggess, of course, she's just a great singer.
And coming up next, we've got a song that Sled Cleaves wrote. I think I played a version of it just a couple of months ago, but this is, I think I played a live version. This is a really sturdy old logging story that Sled Cleaves wrote.
And the song is called Breakfast in Hell. It's a story about cutting logs up in Maine. They're cutting logs in Maine, and the bad weather is terrible. And unfortunately, some people who were cutting the logs got drowned. And I guess that's bad news, but that's what happened.
You know, Woody, when you tell a story like that, it sounds awful.
It may sound awful. The story is not a pleasant story, but Slade Cleaves, he is one of our really great guys, and he continues to write great music himself.
Well, those four were great. You've got one of my favorite Lubin Brothers songs coming up next, from the Dreadful Snakes.
Yeah, what a great band name, the Dreadful Snakes. And they have a great song, Cash on the Barrelhead. This is from around 1983, and Bella Fleck is a good part of that. Plus, the whole band, the Dreadful Snakes, is just a fantastic band, and Cash on the Barrelhead, you can't beat that. But I think what a great name! But this is one of the best band names. As you listen to music, and I know you listen to lots of music, and I do too. But I say when you want to pick names for a band, when you call it Dreadful Snakes, what kind of a band name is Dreadful Snakes? But there it is. What a great band it is, too.
Well, they only put out that one record back on Rounder back in 1983, Snakes Alive. And from that, Woody has picked out Cash on the Barrelhead. Well, Woody, thanks so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I think we have some really great songs. We start out with some great bluegrass music live. You use bluegrass music the third time out, and we can wrap it up with the Dreadful Snakes. I always like to listen to the song, the Dreadful Snakes.
All right, Woody. We'll talk to you again real soon. And here come the Dreadful Snakes with Cash on the Barrelhead, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program.
Oh, they put me in a jailhouse for loafing on the street. When the judge heard the verdict, He said, you're guilty, man. He gave me $45, 30 days in the can. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Not part of cash, the entire song. No money down, no credit plan. Give me cash on the barrelhead. Jailer with a six-gun him. He let me call long distance. She said, number, please. Just as soon as I told her, she shouted back at me. That'll be cash on the barrelhead song. Not party cash, the entire song. No money down, no credit plan.
Enjoyed those two visits we had with Woody Snyder from 2023, and you can hear his sense of humor, and you can hear some of the music he'd love to play on the radio. So again, thank you, Woody, for many years of great radio back there at WVUD in Newark, Delaware. We're going to close down the show with a couple of gospel numbers that I know Woody enjoyed. The first one is Eric Uglum, along with the Ward Brothers, Christian and Austin, doing Life's Railway to Heaven.
From the cradle to the grave, watch the curves that fills the tunnels, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Precious Savior, Thy will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in Thy grace forevermore. Mm-hmm.
the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide. You behold the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll be the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with a hearty, joyous plaudit, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Precious Savior, thy will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy grace. Savior, thy will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy grace forevermore.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Prison bars have flown.
And the second gospel tune that I know Woody enjoyed was I'll Fly Away, done by Willie Nelson along with his sister Bobby Nelson on the piano. And that's from a record that they put out in 2003 called Farther Along. Thank you, everybody, for having tuned in for today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. And my thanks to Patty Snyder for agreeing to let me do this special hour in tribute to Woody Snyder. Thanks, everybody, for having tuned in. And I look forward to seeing you again next week on your radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
A zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
This week on Tembo Sounds, The Culture, we bring you timeless grooves and dance floor magic. From Stevie Wonder and Cool and The Gang to Daft Punk and CeCe Peniston, it's funk,